It is absolutely the case that sexual abuse causes enormous damage to children, and we're an organisation that works with those children who have been abused. But we also have to be realistic that it is far better for children for abuse to be prevented than us to simply try to do our best to mop up the mess afterwards. So the whole endeavour of Lucy Faithful Foundation and the Stop It Now project is to prevent abuse from happening in the first place. And to make sure that those who represent a risk are supported and helped so they don't go on to cause any harm to any child. In Kent, that's over 750 different individuals who've contacted us from Kent alone in the last 12 months, troubled by their own sexual behaviour online or that of a loved one. And we've been able to assist those individuals to get the help that they need so that they don't represent any ongoing risk. Over the last 12 months, the numbers of people contacting us from Kent has gone up by about 25%. And I don't think that is telling us that there's a bigger problem than the previous 12 months. I think it's simply that people are getting to know that we're here to help. And there'll be people listening to us right now who themselves know that they were viewing sexual images of children online, that they were breaking the law. And maybe today they'll start to realise not only that they've broken the law, but also that help is available. But mostly men are involved in this behaviour. And for many of them, that they have a long-term adult pornography habit, which is entirely legal. But then they've, because of the online environment, they've been tempted to cross a line and have suddenly found themselves viewing illegal material. They may not have realised at the time that's what was going on, and now the penny has dropped and they realise that they've broken the law. So we need those men to realise what they've done and to actually and to stop their behaviour straight away, and as they need to get help from us. There are other men who've followed the same path, who may have a long-standing sexual interest in children, so they have a much kind of bigger kind of a substantial problem. But again, we can help them as well in not only dealing with their online behaviour, but also with their sexual thoughts and behaviour that may have been in existence for really rather a long time. And the sooner we can address these aspects, the sooner we can help those men face up to the reality of their problems, then the more likely we are to prevent them from going on to directly harm a child. The help we offer is online is confidential, because the way that anyone engages with our online self-help program is entirely in their control, and they're not and it is about feel their self-reflection. They're not reporting their own behavior to anybody else. Our helpline is also confidential, but it's confidential to the extent that an individual can call us, can talk about things candidly, we can support them in helping with their problem. What we ask them to do is not to identify themselves, because should they tell us about a crime committed and they identify themselves, then we're clear with them that we will have to pass that information to the police. But so long as we don't have their identity, we can provide all the confidential help that they need, and that they don't run the risk of being apprehended by the police for their behaviour.